Imagine going into a place of business and seeing a group of 11-year-olds running it. Seems strange, doesn't it? Well, strangely enough, this idea won't be in your imagination much longer, thanks to a collaborative initiative between Junior Achievers Jamaica, the Ministry of Education, and the Rotary Club of Kingston. The initiative, dubbed JA BizTown, will see some $20 million being spent to construct a model business complex in which there will be several small businesses that will be run by grade 5 students. Ground was broken for the construction of the project earlier this month at the Ministry of Education's Canewood Centre, where the BizTown will be located. Construction is scheduled to be completed by May.
Can you just imagine a grade 5 student pulling up here in a suit and a tie and running a business? Can you just imagine a grade 5 student being you for the day? Because that's what they're going to be doing. This is a way to prepare a grade 5 student for life.
President of the Rotary Club of Kingston, Alison Peart. To ensure the lessons learned are not forgotten, the children will have assignments to complete at the end of their time in BizTown.
They will come to the town. They will run the town. When they leave, they will have a newspaper article that they produced of the town. They will also get 20 in-class lessons in economics, in work readiness, in entrepreneurship.
JA BizTown will consist of several simulated company storefronts in which the students will discover how real businesses work by performing roles as employers and consumers of various operations. Plans are already in place for a restaurant and a bank to be set up in the complex, and private sector companies are being urged to get on board by sponsoring individual storefronts. It is expected that some 10,000 grade 5 students will get the BizTown experience each year. The BizTown concept is not unique to Jamaica, as it is used in other junior achievement locations across the world. It will, however, be the first of its kind in Latin America and the Caribbean. President of Junior Achievement Jamaica, Alfie Mullings-Akin, says in addition to learning about entrepreneurship, the students will be instilled with proper values and ideas about roles they must eventually play in developing Jamaica for the future.
We're grooming our students to be better leaders, to be better citizens, and it's not going to be possible until they experience it. It's not just about getting good grades, it's about seeing what their future will be and seeing the importance of staying in school. And the hands-on experience that they're going to get is going to be unmatched. So we're so excited.
State Minister in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, says the increased emphasis on entrepreneurship amongst the nation's youngsters will reap positive results for the country.
It will help all youngsters from grade 5 onwards to understand more what entrepreneurship means, what it means to develop an idea, to take an idea from a concept to a business. Those youngsters having the opportunity to share with successful business leaders will develop the kind of confidence that will allow them to go out on their own.
BizTown also received special commendations from Rotary International District Governor for Region 7020, which encompasses Jamaica, Jeremy Hurst.
One of our five avenues of service is youth service, and it could not be a better example of how we could be assisting our youth. There again is a perfect example of how we can be working to avoid youths being at risk by putting them in the right direction in terms of their business, literacy, understanding what it's about to make that transition from school into the community via business.
So once BizTown gets up and running, don't be surprised if you see dozens of 11 and 12-year-olds offering business advice to their parents in between watching cartoons and playing games. This initiative is in keeping with the government's strategic objective of fostering sustained human capital development for the nation going forward.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.